Good morning, Errol. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. How are you, Mark?
Are doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, dude, I want to thank you over and over again for serving our nation. You are every bit the reason why I created the iHeartRadio channel called Beyond the Call. And what it is that you serve this nation on the ground, and today you continue to serve this nation by building up a stronger human being.
Yes, and it was just a series of events that really helped me thrive in while I was in service, but an equally valuable network that helped me through my transitions and now to a successful transition and best-selling author. And now we're in the development of a TV show loosely based on my life. So it has been unexpected, but really fantastic experience so far.
You're saying one of the words that I live by, and that word is transitions. I take a transition walk every single day because of the mindset. You have to learn how to understand your mental ability and capability. So when you turn it into something that's going to be on television, that means that you're bearing your soul to the world.
Absolutely, and this book was really a bearing of my soul as well. So with my book, it wasn't able to be as comedic as life tends to be. And when Jamie got a hold of the content and she and I met in person, there were so many funny moments. Mm-hmm. And after she read the book and got to meet me, it was just so much of life was laid bare, but we're able to turn it into a comedy because there are so many funny moments and so many great experiences throughout the highs and the lows that are just nuggets of wisdom. You know, you can really feel how devastating some of these losses are and how challenging some of the transition is, but most of all, there's just so many light and funny moments.
Isn't it odd how life works out like that? That when we go through different things in life, all of a sudden it can become comedy for another person. It's almost like, Mark, that you are the medicine to a lot of our problems out here, and that a show like this is really going to help us.
I really agree with that, because until I met Jamie and she put it on paper and I got to read it, just how much of an elixir or how great comedy is and how much of it is in your life every day. And what she does an amazing job of is capturing that and just really making it heartfelt, but also lessons to be learned through the healing properties of comedy and great storytelling, which she does an amazing job of.
I've got to give you kudos on one thing. There is such a change going on in this nation right now where I'm seeing a lot of fathers with their kids. Growing up, I didn't see a lot of that. The importance of fatherhood and them getting it on the show, getting it inside the book, you are really opening up a door saying, you're doing it, dude. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, well, I got that because, I mean, I had my father, my uncles were around, my grandfathers were around. That was just the norm of my life. So just dads were so important. And then I really took that to heart because I have four kids, three of which are daughters. So I really had to learn a lot of lessons on what emotions mean and what that means for daughters as opposed to sons. But the best takeaway was the men in my life were so consistent and were such role models and were really a dominant part of my life that really made me who I am today, as a SEAL for one, as a service member, but then also as a good parent. And I learned so much from the great women in my life, but the great men in my life were really exceptional.
Are you a silent wolf? And what I mean by that is that being a sniper, you observe everything, you watch everything, you learn from everything around you without really moving.
Absolutely. When I'm never really relaxed anymore because there's so much to be learned from every movement, everybody's body language.
Yep.
How people are positioned. As a sniper, you know, I lived life 100 yards at a time because, you know, you had to target things at 100 yard increments. You know, what the wind's doing, what the sun is doing, Everything's vital and important to accomplishing the mission as a sniper, and that never really gets turned off. So to have the sniper perspective and then have the SEAL perspective on top of it, it's like double, it's on steroids times 10 on how aware and alert you are. And that's never going to go away. That's always going to be a part of my life.
How do you learn to deal with that? Because as a third degree black belt, I'm watching people 100, 200 feet away from me. And I sit there and it's almost like your mind is predicting where they're going to end up by way of how they're balancing themselves moving through the crowd.
Right, exactly. It's the same thing. So I look at people really close and really distant. So it's a very binary experience. It's like, is this person in danger? No. Is this person in danger? Possibly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going through life and around every corner, there is a story and a possible danger and you have, and, or it's nothing at all. So you have to think over time, you know, when you first started to earn your stripes as in martial arts, everything was a big deal. Yeah. And now over time and experience, you can filter out 90% of the chat that's out there that's like, okay, yeah, I've seen this before. What do I focus on? And you can really focus and really understand the world as it is, as a problem set that you can manage and overcome.
In the book and on the new TV show, will you teach the lesson of how people need to become better listeners? Because you learn a lot more when you listen.
I believe Jamie has really captured that in the show. So the answer is yes. And she, it's one thing to write a story about a SEAL, but then it's also another to write about a SEAL that you know and are friends with. And she and I have talked so much, and she understands me on not only a artistic level, but as a friend as well. Wow. So she really gets to capture that in the show.
Where can people go to find out more about your book as well as the TV show? Because they need to put this on their flat screen TV and get it up on that app.
So for the book, it is The Mark Green. All the social media platforms have the same handle. You can also buy the book on Amazon, and if you go on Amazon to buy the book, please leave a review as it pushes it up in the algorithm. And we are working through Telaria Media for all things with the book, and it's untitled, so we're just going to have to push the word out as we really promote this wonderful show that we're creating.
Well, that means you got to come back to this show when you're ready to rock, man. We got to push that word out there. You just said it.
Let me know, man. I'm as soon as you give me a call back, I'm back on the show.
Excellent, man. Well, come back to the show anytime, man. The door is always going to be open for you.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great weekend. And I really appreciate your support, and it's really meaningful. Thank you.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Absolutely, and thank you again, and you take care of yourself.